because the emotions pervade the buddhi. And as though create a ground in which the buddhi is contained. For instance, I can be thinking, perceiving, having many thoughts, all of them taking place in an agitated mind. Or I can have a thought flow from regular perceptions or memories taking place in a sorrowful mind, or a happy mind, or a neutral mind. Unless the buddhi performs an act of objectifying the emotion, it is thinking out of the emotion, it is thinking from the emotion. That act of objectification needs to take place. Instant, I objectify the buddhi objectifies the emotion. There's then a subject-object relationship, and then the buddhi can help the emotion. Or care for the emotion. The act can be a simple act of objectification, becoming aware of, or we can say, I bring in my knowledge. I assert my knowledge. Bring the buddhi back to myself. Karma Yoga, all of the inner child work, owning up this knowledge. Depends upon the Buddha's freedom to objectify its experience. Until I do that, I'm lost in a daydream, an emotional daydream, a fantasy. What a daydream. Because the I, the ahankara, is lost within or contained within the experience. Invoking that inner friend, letting your body relax, being gently aware of your body, your mind, your breath. As an inner friend, but the aham, the I, your label, that land upon your own presence. Just your own self, the me. When the Buddha says, I am, aham vritti, the I thought, let it sit with me. Being myself, abiding as myself, all experiences without any emotion or effort on my part. All experiences are known. I am known, but not as an object. which is responsible for the known experience that all Maya, that all objects, come into and out of. Thought comes, it is known. An emotion comes, it is known. A perception comes, it is known. I withdraw my mind from all perceptions. The is-knownness remains as my own being. The knownness is me. My very presence. Because you are not a knower, you are the known, the knownness, consciousness itself. No knower-known relationship is necessary for things to be known. Ultimately, every experience enjoys knownness. Just notice your own presence and the coming and going of whatever thoughts are there. Why can you be simultaneously aware of your own presence and the experiences that are passing through? It is because there is no knower known duality. There's my being, which is known. And objects, which are known. There's knownness with or without objects. I don't need to make a shift from the knower to the known, from the knower to the known. There is only the known. Consciousness, me, with or without name and form. Just see if you can make that real in your own experience. You can notice. Put the eye just in your own self, just be yourself. Allowing whatever experiences to be, let them come and go. Just abide as yourself. focus on your own sense of me, your own personal presence. And differentiate it from experiences of the body, or thoughts, or perceptions.